Blog Talk Radio.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the world.
Well, thanks, folks, for listening to that one. Good old Johnny Cash. We are at Patriot Family Chat Show. My name is Linda, coming at you from Oceanside. If I didn't have this cold, I would be at the beach. It is gorgeous today. Perfect weather, about maybe 80. Blue skies, beautiful breeze. Gorgeous. I just wish I had more energy. And we will be joined by Bill, and he's on now, and I'm going to bring him in. Hey, Mr. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Linda, doing great.
Awesome.
Beautiful day here, nice and
awesome.
Cool today. We had an early morning rain. It's just been
wow,
a good
perfect
day.
Me too, and I want to welcome you and, of course, Rod, Yola, and FT that are in the chat room. And we are brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com, www.PatriotFamilies.com. We're just ready to go next year, ready to do stuff this year and do all these things. And there's so much going on, I don't even know where to start.
Well, you know, and they're trying to distract us with this
yep.
baby being born and
oh,
whatever
Lord.
They can put up for to distract us. But
yep.
the scandals haven't went away. The
nope.
New things are popping up.
Yes.
We just found out that somebody in the administrative part of the Homeland Security and Immigration was given passes to people who were here illegally, and just giving them a pass and say and changing their documentation. And
oh my gosh,
we've learned Anthony Weiner is still a Weiner.
Of course.
And,
yeah,
I mean, but
yeah, I heard a little
Benghazi
bit about
that. Benghazi hasn't went away. The IRS scandal hasn't.
Too, yeah. No.
Yeah, the IRS scandal hasn't went away. The NSA, they're trying to hide it up. That hasn't went away. None of this stuff has went away, even though
nope.
they're trying to misdirect us away from these things. And they're trying to do what they can to divide us even further.
You know, of course. Look, everybody's, all the moronic people who, you know, go shopping, don't know what's coming their way. They're worried about some British baby. Oh, and you notice that they call it a baby for the whole pregnancy. They didn't call it a group of tissue, did they? No. But anything else that's not born of this inbred royal BS blood can be a fetus or an embryo. You know, I'm so sick of this double standard. I can't take it anymore. These people are disgusting. It's the upside down world we live in is getting worse by the minute. It's craziness. I mean, I just hope we get Rod back because I'd like to have him here. Go ahead.
There's a part where, you know, and what we're seeing to me in my eyes, my own personal eyes, looking around and just watching and listening and seeing and reading and
right.
checking up into things while I can find out, it is to justify immoral behavior, they are promoting it.
Right. Well,
thinking that what was called a sin, if you promote it and make it okay and okay it, then it's not a sin anymore.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, there's another story. I want to get quickly on this one. It's real easy to read. It says, the headline is, Atheist Chaplains for the Military. And it's you're not going to believe this. It's like, oh, they're just going, you know, full out trying
read
to make
that
people
today,
crazy.
And I know what you mean. I read it and I was like, I read the headline first. And I'm like, now, isn't that kind of, you know, going against itself?
It's sick.
It is sick. That's the immorality that's being pushed by this current
right.
administration
mm-hmm.
and his supporters and suppliers. But it's a divisive thing that helps keep us divided. I have no
right.
doubt that Obama is gay. I have no doubt that Obama is a pervert. I have no
right.
doubt that Obama is a racist. I have no doubt that Obama hates this country.
Yes, he does. He was, look, I think it, oh God, who sent it to me? My buddy Robert Markley here in Oceanside, and I think I sent it to you guys, and it was like 20 things. There was a whole list of things that were going on, and it was like a timeline, and it said, you know, it just so happens that this and this and this, and, you know, it just so happens that this person knows this person, and, you know, and this happened, and this person mentored this one, and it was just went on and on and on, and talking about all of the connections of the Valerie Jarretts and the Michelle Robinson and Jeremiah Wright and the Chicago connections and everything that has happened all the way through Stanley Dunham and
it's
Stanley.
It's like no one looked at this man's history and realized he was raised to be anti-American.
Oh my God, groomed from birth, absolutely evil.
Yeah.
And today there was so much going on. I think I sent as much out as I could. Barbara Decker, who you know because she's America's Protecting Property Rights, a warrior against Agenda 21 out here. She did the cartoon one on Agenda 21 and smart growth and ABAG and SANDAG and all the rest of this nonsense and the scams. I think you guys got that one. I sent it to as many as possible. Also, Yo sent one out on the Federal Reserve on Facebook and you know, so I have been sending them out and copying the link address and putting them to emails of those who don't have Facebook accounts. So this is part of what I do.
Great.
You know, this is how you got to get it out, you know. And then Ron sent
me
one.
Yeah, anyway, I'm that way. Any way I can, email,
yep.
a fax
Absolutely.
Somebody if they got a fax number, you know, whatever. I'm going to get it to you some way if I have to mail
oh,
it
sure.
to you with a stamp.
Yes. And
we're like the biggest threat one of the things that's worrying me right now is all these pushes by the EPA for new regulations and laws that nobody knows what the hell they've done. The EPA is doing nothing but the bidding for Agenda 20. They are setting up Agenda 21 in this nation.
It's evil. I know. And when you talk about, okay, the Obamacare, we know that amnesty and Obamacare is also the gateways towards this stuff, that they can put the final nail. And everything that we know about why they did this after, you know, the son of Satan got reelected, and then they utilized Sandy Hook to try to confiscate the guns. They're continuing to do it. They're going to keep pushing because it's the only way they can clamp down on us completely. And
it's the only way they can totally put Agenda 21 in is to take away our guns, and so that they can make us vulnerable to turn us over to a globalist elitist government.
Exactly.
And
if
you go looking, John McCain has attended Bilderberg meetings and everything else.
Sure.
John McCain broke. He broke when he was in Nam.
Oh, sure, yeah. I would too.
He's not the hero that everyone really thinks he is.
Hopefully he's served.
I've been fighting John McCain since 2006.
The guy is a progressive. He's old. He's a duplicate of Harry Reid. I mean, you know, with an R next to his name. That's the only difference. They all need to be ousted. And today on Glenn Beck's program, Senator Mike Lee, whom I like very much, because he works with Rand Paul, he works with Ted Cruz. Those guys, man, they're the only three out there in the Senate world that I know that are decent.
What are they called? The wacko birds or something? The wackos whatever?
Well, he's talking about.
Look at their following now.
Right. Here's the deal. I sent, just before we went on the air, because Glenn's show was done at 3 o'clock my time, and then I did all this stuff and got the show ready. I went into ICE's deal and sent him a letter. And what Mike Lee has wanting us to do as citizens, and I would suggest everybody that can get to your congressperson, to any congressperson you can get your hands on and, you know, pretend to be a constituent, I don't care how you do it, and you write to them and say there should be no vote on a continuing resolution unless provision is in there to defund Obamacare completely. Defund. Since they can't repeal it, but they cannot give it one thin dime. And I did. I put a whole paragraph and was very polite, and I says, Congressman Issa, you must vote no on any continuing resolution unless this happens. And I told him back in the day
but you're exactly right.
Let me finish real quick. So what I explained to him was I was sitting in that meeting. They had those big town hall meetings, and I went to several of them. I went to one with a Democrat, Susan Davis, down here in San Diego, where they bust in the SEIU people, and it was disgusting. And all of us good people, we were taking pictures and, you know, booing out the bad guys and booing her. But and we all had our signs because we had gotten our tea party. And then when we went to the Vista one and Daryl Issa was there, the place was packed. They had to have like hundreds of people outside with the speakers because there was no room for everybody. And he knew darn well that 90% of us at that point were just not going for this at all. We did not want this evil behemoth bill. And I told him, I said, I remember sitting there listening to you, and you had your own 8-page idea on what should be done. And I said, you were against it back then, if you remember correctly. And I was at that town hall meeting. I said, so you better, you know, refresh your memory as well, because none of us want this. And then I thanked him, you know, and then I sent it off. And I want to welcome Bible Truth by Benny to the show. And if anyone wants to call in, it is 646-378-0321, and I'll post it. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, we have a handful, like you said, like Mike Lee, Rand Paul.
Right.
And Ted Cruz standing up. And they're actually, you know, what we really lack is anyone back in this, our Constitution. They all want to seem to agree to violate the Constitution.
Well, I think today
today they voted that they're going to arm the Syrian rebels.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
So I want to know this. The first time one of our people or someone is one of our side is, let's just face it, you're arming Al-Qaeda.
Oh, it's horrible what's going on.
That is treason.
I know.
That is treason.
Oh, my gosh.
Some way, somehow, one of those guns that you one of the weapons that you armed these people with kills one of our people, then every one of our elected who voted for that should be taken out and placed in front of a firing squad and shot.
Well, yes. Well, they should be tried for treason and then hanged, because that, I believe, hanging is also...
Well, no, you get it, that's your two choices, hanging or shot.
Well, whichever. Look, I'm going to do a lot of this tomorrow on my show, but I'm just going to give you a little idea of this. And I know Ron's talked about this before, and I think Mike from the Hot Seat's talked about it. And this is the Act of 1871, and that was after the Reconstruction period. Because of the Civil War, we were absolutely completely decimated and broke. And they sold us down the river to the Rothschilds. And they took our original Constitution and pretty much put it into a burn barrel and burnt it. And then they just, you know, put something else together. And they all give it lip service. And they all know about this. And they don't want us to know about it. But they changed one word. And that means when they said the Constitution, instead of for the United States of America, well, they changed a couple other things too, and I'll explain that. But it was, they changed it to mean of instead of for. The founders wanted it to say for, meaning for us, not for them, because they're the ones who were supposed to be bound by the chains of the, not the other way around. And this is what's been going on.
The greatest moments in our country has been when we have all pulled together.
Yeah,
right. Right now, we're not having any of that kind of moment. What we have is a political force of both parties, the elitists in both parties, driving wedges in us and trying to keep us spread apart to keep themselves in wealth and power. And we need people that are honest and truthful, that understand the Constitution and want to follow it. We don't need people who are trying to find wedges and drive us apart and this and that. And
I find it
totally disgusting, the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons.
Oh, I know.
Make their living race baiting.
Yeah, well, just listen to what the POTUS said the other day. He was the biggest race baiter of all, you know, talking about that he could be 35 years ago, could be Trayvon Martin and all this nonsense. It's like, this man is so divisive. He's got to stick his nose into all of it.
Yeah. So basically Trayvon Martin would be a betrayer, if he was like, ripped to be like Obama, would be a betrayer of his country, a pot smoker, a cocaine dealer, a gay whatever.
Sure.
You know. A socialist.
It's disgusting.
It's self-serving. I mean, he can gripe all he wants about wealthy people, but you sure see him piling it up, don't you?
Yeah, it's horrible what he's done and what he continues to do, and he keeps
doing.
They live
extravagant.
Yes.
Compared to other leaders, their extravagance is outrageous.
Yeah, and we pay for it, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, sadly, we're the ones that they launder taxpayer money to their kinds of organizations and supporters, and that money is used to fight us, the people. So basically, they use our own money to fight us.
And the other thing,
that's the kind of situation we face.
What they do also is they go into these congressional sessions far too often, and it's not necessary, but except for the fact that it's such a huge, overbloated, miserable government that's got all these agencies, and they think that they're, you know, they're entitled to all of this. They think that they need to be there, and they don't. It's evil.
Just a little one I caught today, just caught a little bit of, about using our food stamps to supply food to people in other countries.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I heard that. That was the,
what the hell? Just another way that illegals and people are stealing money from us.
I know.
And
it
piles up and it starts numbering up. It gets to be where it's not so funny when you start thinking that this country's 80% of its income is based on illegal activity that it does here.
Oh, I know. And then
our elected go down there and bend over and kiss their butts. Criminals kissing criminals.
I know. It's real. Well, you know, they've been doing this as far as the illegal situation for years, because they how many sanctuary cities are in the United States, which is completely antithetical to a sovereign state, which or a union of states, which is what we were supposed to be. But that's not what we are, because they turned us into a corporation and sold us to the Rothschilds a long time ago. And that's why they don't care about our Constitution. They don't care about representing us, because they know they don't. They represent these banksters. And
you know back to, if you go back to September 11, 2001, and come forward, more Americans have died here on our soil at the hands of illegals than have died in all the wars combined and conflicts we've been in combined.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise
and
me
no
at
one
all.
Ever no one ever mentions that.
Right.
It's just like the race baiters like Sharpton and them, they never say a word about the people dying in Chicago or that 91% of blacks are killed by blacks. They don't try to help and solve that problem. And it is a problem that needs to be solved, and that's where they should be working at. But
and the other
not.
Thing and look at Detroit and look what else goes on in the black communities. They've got 13% of the population is black people, and just to the mention of the ones who are not killed by Planned Parenthood of the black babies, 70% of those black babies that are actually allowed to be born are born out of wedlock, because back in the day in the 40s and 50s, that was not the case. It was almost on par with the other ethnic groups. In other words, nobody talks about that.
I lived in what they called West End of Seymour, and the ones that I knew growing up, they were all family units.
Right.
They had a dad and mom, and
family
units. You don't see that anymore.
Well,
it's not just amongst the black population.
No, absolutely. And you know why, don't you? This is because they are fomenting their little New World Order, and they have been very patient over the years.
Well, they have tried to turn sex into love, and when you do that, you're going to find out that it's never going to work, because love is way more than just the physical thing of sex.
Right. But what they've done is they want to break up the families, and they want to do it to every single group, not just the blacks, but all of them, because that's part of the Communist Manifesto, is to destroy the family unit.
Yeah, that's how you gain control.
Yeah.
That way they don't have a loyalty to the family. They have a loyalty to the
state.
Collective.
To the state,
to the collective.
Yeah. And that's why Mark Levin calls it statism, and that's what very much so in the old Soviet, it was everything was for the state. Well, it was in Nazi Germany as well, but they just called it the Third Reich. Same thing, just different names, same ideology.
And it's
evil.
Amazing that people don't study history and don't know that this is the kind of thing that you, by supporting these radical idiots, this is the kind of thing that you are pushing for yourself. I don't understand American liberal women who support Muslims and Sharia law.
I don't either.
That's just stupid. If you want someone to smack you in the mouth, come on over, because that's just the stupidest thing there is.
I know. Absolutely. Oh, it's worse than that. I mean, hitting would be probably the least of their worries. I would imagine being stoned to death might be another.
One of the
or
things
worse.
That's never mentioned. Well, they talk about the amount of illegals and stuff, and they say the 11 million. They're not counting the Muslims that have come in here since 2008.
What they call the OTMs, other than Mexico. Absolutely. No, it's
even
a very
there,
big problem.
Even there, they are not counting the ones that they are bringing in from that Obama and them are bringing in. Those are not counted in those immigration numbers.
Nope. And they're not counting the ones that he's giving high positions to in the White House and in our own government either. They're not talking about that, are they?
Giving them access to our defenses and stuff like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And how about the 35?
It is aiding and abetting the enemy.
Right. And how about the 35 to 40 czars that this clown has, who gets huge salaries paid for by us, and they're evil people like the Haldrens and the Jennings and the used to be Anita Dunn and the Van Jones and the rest of them. I mean, there's a whole slew of them that just make you want to vomit.
When Ron did his show and he talked about the CAFR.
Right.
everybody should be looking that up for their cities and studying it.
Yep.
As, I mean,
I'm gonna type it in.
Yeah, just don't stop. Continue to study that thing and dig into it. And you're going to find out that on the local levels, the state levels, and the federal levels, the government is screwing the hell out of us.
Oh, yes. Yeah, then they tax. And then also, I want people to, if they have Facebook accounts, maybe get to the Patriot Family one and make sure that you can pull up some of this stuff, and we'll try to repost it. And the one that Yo put out on the Fed, and also the one Barbara put out on the I think it was Bay Area. It's ABAG, I believe it's their answer to SANDAG, which is their public-private partnership nonsense for Agenda 21, the light rail, every single one of these is the same thing. And what they're doing with this Agenda 21 and smart growth, and the language is absolutely mirror
everything
image and identical.
Everything they're doing on the educational level, everything
yes.
they're doing on the EPA level, everything they're doing on the FDA and the big pharma level, everything they're doing with Monsanto and all that other, everything they're doing with our trying to get our guns, everything they're doing with trying to control our weights, and they're just redundant. They cause the obesity so they could tax
right.
you. Just realize,
right.
people have to realize that. They caused the obesity.
And the GMOs and the ethanol and all the rest of them.
Yeah, growth hormones in the food. When you eat the food, it's the same as eating a steroid. If you don't work out, you get fat.
That's right. It's horrible. It's evil.
And then they tax you for being obese in different ways.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and now
think about that. They get to create the ways to tax you.
Oh, they've got so many now, Bill. It's absolutely ludicrous. Well, this one... the video that Barbara put out, and they talk about the evil ones are saying, oh, well, we've got it all figured out. You know, we'll get the people to use the rail lines, and we'll give them low-income housing, and we'll entice them through all this. And, you know, it was very well done. I don't know if you've seen it, but I'll try to get it.
And by doing so, we'll reduce auto traffic and take away the pollution,
yeah,
see?
But this is a big lie, because if you herd them into the cities and you have – even though you're not going to get people out of their cars completely all at once, so then you're going to have more traffic congestion, you're going to have more carbon emissions, which is – the whole thing's a hoax anyway, because carbon is good because plants love it. You know, it's part of the deal. I've seen so many articles today, and I think there was another article by Lord Monckton, and other people were posting on Facebook about these things, how – all of this fakeness of this junk science, and people, some are waking up, but trying to convince those who have been thoroughly indoctrinated in this nonsense, especially here in San Diego, is like pulling teeth. I have never seen anything like it. It's frightening. And I'm up against a big mountain, but I'll keep going, because I got to spread the
even
truth.
Even here, Linda, I fight that constantly here, because I have an elected bunch to try to act like Agenda 21 doesn't exist. Ikele's good. Bloomington all thinks Ikele's good, you know, and stuff like that.
In a
GOP held controlled, totally controlled state.
When you talk to any of these officials, do you talk to them one on one or in public or what?
Anywhere I can catch them.
Okay. Have you? I'm sure you've tried. But do you have material that proves ICLEI was formed in Germany in 1990?
I have. I have about. Oh my gosh! I have a huge stack of stuff on ICLEI.
Okay.
I have
okay.
a huge stack of stuff on the EPA and the agencies that it's going to be used by to bring about it to put it Agenda 21 into. And if you get to looking, you will see that George W. Bush and Obama have been the two main guys putting everything into place.
Okay, exactly. What you need to maybe figure out, I don't know if you can probably go to, I know she's got it down there someplace. Look up anything on by Rosa Curie, any of her sites. I'm sure it's in there. To help you with that stuff, or even Tom DeWeese's AmericanPolicy.org, I'm sure it's in there. Hey, Doc, welcome to the show. You know what I mean?
We've got other groups here. We've got other groups here that's fighting Agenda 21 with me. You know, I'm not, you know, it's not just patriot families. Here. There's groups that that's
right.
a specific
right.
goal.
What are they telling you?
Drive out
Why are they?
And, well,
how are they? How are they telling you that ICLEI is good? How are they explaining that?
Well, you know, they're trying to use the environment and all this and that and this. They're just it's their propaganda crap they try to throw at you, Linda. And I've been fighting this stuff for a while, and I kind of laugh at it because I've got the proof that counters all of it and everything else. I have sent copies to my state representatives and my congressmen and my senators. I have sent it to Mike Pence. I have even confronted Mike once and asking. You try to act like when you're asked about Agenda 21, you never answer. Mike, you sat there in Congress the night that Nancy Pelosi introduced it on the House floor.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Well, the other thing you got to tell them is that anything to do with any of these agencies or any of these organizations like SANDAG or ABAG or ICLEI, all of this association with a city council or a city planner or a city attorney is absolutely voluntary. Nobody is forcing these people to join these groups. So what you have to explain to every single one of them, including your mayor, is tell them you must unhook from this. You are not – it's not mandatory that you are in this deal. These people are evil and they're selling you down the river. You've got to tell them that, Bill. That's what I'm trying to tell them.
Well, I, like I said, I've been into it over the county comprehensive plans. I've spread it throughout all the counties. Any county that had any kind of group that I knew or any kind of thing, I sent them information on ICLEI and on all this, you know. I fight it constantly. I've been fighting I keep it up. I can't stop. And I got help.
Oh, I know.
And I've got Chad and others that are my legs. They're out there running around.
Oh,
they're talking
good for
in
him.
Public every day.
Are
I've
those
got
guys
myself.
Listening?
Chad just left.
Oh, okay.
He was sitting here listening.
Okay. I want to read this because this is from I was reminded of this on Glenn's show, and it's very true. And then I'll kind of do a little recap of what the guy from Italy was. It was the Italian Tea Party. I'll tell you, this guy was amazing. Anyway, this is from our lovely Holy Scriptures, and this is 2 Timothy chapter 4. And it's real brief, but this is what we are supposed to do, and this is what we are called to do. I'm telling you, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said it best, to not act is to act, and to not speak is to speak. I mean, when you sit by and do nothing and let the evil, wicked ones, I mean, that speaks volumes. So chapter 4, it says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort. With all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine like today, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. So we are charged with telling, you know, from the mountaintops, we've got to do these things. If you agree, amen.
Yeah, I mean, and what we're seeing to me is light being called dark, dark being called light, good being called evil, evil being called good. You know, we're seeing all those things right now, and it's like they're pushing these things at us, or like they're trying to bring about the end.
Right.
I went around with a guy today because he said he just thought he'd sit back and see what happened before he took a side. And I said, no, it ain't going to work like that. You're not going to be able to straddle the fence. No
oh,
more
absolutely.
Me will when God comes.
Oh,
and
if
sadly,
there's
it was
there,
someone and
a huge
just
line in
get
the
it.
Definitely a line in the sand. No, I've got I'm finishing out this month. I've got a lot of stuff to do and trying to get over this stupid cold I just got. And I see our friend Ron just signed into Skype, so he's kind of hanging out. Hopefully he comes over and listens for a bit. But I've got a lot of stuff to do, and then I promised myself to get over to my city council and talk to Mr. Jack Feller, who's a council member, and I want to enlighten him as best I can. If I have to spoon-feed him, I will be very polite, but I want him to know about this stuff and how it's tied together with everything else that they cannot connect the dots yet. They don't get it. You know what I mean? He's like right on the edge. I can pull him in, Bill, but I got to be real careful as to how I do it.
Yeah, we must use what I refer to as tact.
Right.
We have to be skillful and when we're talking and stuff, and we have to be trying to draw people in and unite people. And it's only by uniting people. Can you imagine what it would be like if something happened and the American public united?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, look, this guy that was – I wish I had the clip. If I had the audio of this and had it up here on the board, I would play it. But this guy in his wonderful Italian accent speaking English on Glenn's show today was – because he's like this little founder of this the Tea Party, and it's Tea Party Italia, they call it, and there's 30,000 members and growing by the minute, he said. And he said they want to utilize the original United States Constitution, not the creepy thing that they've turned it into now, but the founders. They want to try to bring that to Italy and to Europe and actually, you know, just rejoice in it and take it all the way to where it should be. Welcome to the show, Ron. Nice to see you in here. It was amazing, this guy. If I had the clip, I'd play it. It was just phenomenal. And he talked about God, and he talked about homosexual marriage, and he talked about what he calls the faux Catholic or communist Catholics. And, I mean, it was absolutely astounding. If I can get it and get it to Michael Magic and get it on here, I'll play it next time. Unbelievable. It was fabulous.
Did you
understood
see the
freedom
clip of Bill O'Reilly?
I think I did, yeah.
I'm not a big old Bill O'Reilly fan, but I believe that was the best I've ever seen O'Reilly.
Yeah, he did good on that one. Yeah, I think I saw that. these guys are on
the chat room. It was a truth. It was a major truth there.
Oh, you mean
And it's so much that gets overlooked, and not only in the black community, in the white community.
So yeah.
And we're not looking at it. It's the destruction of our family units, the destruction of our loyalty to each other, our neighbors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to destroy that and tear it apart. People who live in the country like I do, we depend upon our neighbors to help keep eyes out and this and that. We look out for our neighbors. If we grow extra vegetables, we give them and share them to our neighbors. We'll have a big dinner a couple of times in summer. Once maybe in the fall with our neighbors. You don't see that so much in the cities because you'll probably get robbed or you'll get fined or taxed or something, you know. They implement so many little things that by the government, and it's been a purposeful thing. It's not something that happened by accident. They have purposely done it, and they're continuing to do it. And maybe by someone like O'Reilly speaking on that issue the way he did, it might have waken up a lot of people into this country to take a look at things. But I really like it because he called out the Black Congressional Black Caucus on where are you on these issues. You're silent.
Oh, my gosh. I just got another headline here. It says, Obama's Organizing for America. You know what that is, the evil ones. Chairman on immigration, we're going to force it through the House. That's what the headline says. Isn't that special? Oh my gosh. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like they forced health care through.
Uh huh.
And the cost, I love how these people are okay at spending other people's money, endangering other people's lives. It's idiocy. I guarantee you, if only them and their supporters had to pay the bills, they would change their minds in a heartbeat. We have a debt that is out of control, running away, out of control. They'll tell you, look at it, oh, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. Bullshit. Look at it 20 years down the road and see what it is.
Oh, I know. This is crazy.
Because they put off paying for things longer, but it still has to be paid for. So the debt's there, and it's still running an interest on it. And it just keeps increasing. We can't even pay the interest on the debt we owe.
It's horrible what's going on. I know that, like I said, that particular one that I think I sent to everybody, hopefully they got it. There was an explanation that Yo put out, and it was on the Federal Reserve, and it was really well done. And it was actually maybe about 26 minutes long, and it pretty much did it concisely and really well. I'd like to try to go find it again and repost it. And then the one that Barbara put out on Agenda 21, I'll try to get those out again because they're really, really good. So anyway, I was just reading in the chat room. Go ahead.
Well, now, there was something else that came up today, and I lost what I had. It was,
that's okay.
Something that they were pulling on us. It was another scam, and it was getting exposed.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back and see. Hold on a second. Exxon secrets, no. Let's see. Oh, House Speaker says.
Oh, I remember.
Which one?
The one where they want to force people to integrate in their communities and all this and that. The Housing Authority wants the power to do that.
He wants what now? The Housing Authority wants what?
The power to basically integrate all neighborhoods, all areas and everything else, make everybody mix instead of being grouped up like they are.
Oh, you mean like the old busing and the
It'd be like this house is Hispanic, this house is black, this house is Asian, this house is white, this house is whatever, you know. And it's like, holy crap.
Well, if you can post on Facebook for me or send it to me in an email, because I didn't see that one, but I'll have something to say about fairness, relocation.
Oh my God.
Enlighten us. Call in for a minute. We've got 47 minutes left. You know, they just keep doing
it.
It's like they. I see. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Well, this is the old. They tried this in the 70s with the mandatory busing, remember? And people went nuts. Even the black people said no to that. It was like ridiculous.
Hell, where I live, I thought they was doing it with Kentucky, because it seems like half of Kentucky's in southern Indiana. Especially if you go to a factory and you get a job.
Oh my gosh!
Everybody you meet in there, you meet from Kentucky, and you go to the next job place, and they're all from the same places. And you know that they'll say they're from a little town down here called Austin or Scottsburg. And you know, when you've been out of all these factories and stuff, that there ain't that many people living in these towns. So they got to be flying up here out of Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when Ron's talking about the 13% of society on that end of things, look what they're doing with the 14% of these atheists. And they're talking about having atheist chaplains in the military.
Look what they did for 3% of the gays.
It's less than 2%, believe me. Bradley Dean studied it, and he says it's like probably 1.7% of the population. And they get their way because they're the loudest.
And they're getting to dictate to the other 98.3%.
I know.
Amazing.
It's pretty nuts. It's crazy. I live in a crazy world. You know, and then I'm worried about the financial collapse, and God knows when it's going to happen, and, you know, and I'm stuck in this place. So it's not fun. I know I have to prepare, so next month is huge preparation for me, because more food storage, some coinage like silver, instead of waiting for a run on the banks or that my bank account turns into thin air, you know, my books, the way it was created out of in the first dang place. Oy,
I start on the family haunted house, and we're on it until October.
Oh, I know. I know, and that'll be fun for you guys. You know, that's something to help alleviate some of the stress. But you know, I just go forward and continue to do what I'm doing and trying to enlighten
we
people.
Draw,
I'm making copies of everything.
We draw a pretty fair crowd.
Yes,
and
thank
we have,
God.
We have a and we have a big dinner before we do the haunted house on each night. So when we're having dinner, we get a chance to talk to people and stuff, and we spread our thing around. Chad and I both do, and some other cousins I have and stuff. We all get talking about this, and other people get to hear. And I have to say that last year, I know there were several people who woke up at the haunted house after the meeting we had, the dinner and stuff, and they're hearing us talk. And they've actually been following stuff and paying attention. So that's
yeah,
what it takes. Just anywhere you can, because if you win one, it's a victory.
Right. And in the chat room, Ron put up one something about San Francisco, Southern California, something, I guess. Toilet to tap water purification. They talk about that stuff all the time. Look, I don't even cook with that nonsense. I have all my reverse osmosis sparkless water all the time, and I don't get Dasani or any of those weird ones. I know. I used to sell water door-to-door, so I'm trying to get the best deal. And I don't even like Arrowhead, but I have a little bit of it left. So, but, yeah, I don't touch. No.
I always tell young people that what should I go learn to do as a career? I'm like, look into water purification. That's a job that's going to boom.
Okay, he's got Urban Publications. I'm not sure what that one's about, so he'll have to type it in or call us and let us know what's going on. Welcome to the show, Barbara, and everybody that's in here. Great to see everybody. I've seen so many articles today, and I went through quite a few. I'm trying to keep hanging in there. You know, because they are just, they're killing us. They're just trying to get. Go ahead.
They'll use any little tiny crap to distract us and thinking that we're liking it and this and that. I got so tired if I'd have been trying to watch anything. All I saw, every time my wife would flip to a channel and I'd see a clip and it'd be the crap in England, or it'd be something silly, but it was never talking about things that are still going on.
Exactly.
And you know, you notice how quickly we quit hearing about the IRS and it's pointing right at Obama.
Sure.
At the White
House.
I
know. I'm going to bring in Ron. Thanks for joining us, Ron. How are you doing?
No problem. You know, when I saw that story about toilet to tap water in San Francisco, and I'm like, do you realize what these guys are putting it? Well, never mind. I mean, that's in through the outdoor or something. I don't know.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Look, it's beyond nuts.
I know.
But what
Bill
was talking about is this prospect for stable neighborhood integration.
Oh, my God.
Neighborhood Change Urban America, and that's the and it's this Urban Institute, but this is the policy they're talking about. They want racial equality within, you know, neighborhoods, and they want to ensure access to minorities to neighborhoods that they otherwise may have been, you know, not been able to have access to that neighborhood. Well, you know, there are neighborhoods that I don't have access to either because I don't make nearly enough money to reside in those damn neighborhoods.
Right.
And nor do I think I would want to.
Oh,
even
gosh.
If I had the money. I mean, you know.
Well, the pretentiousness is, yeah. I mean, I like nice things, but I don't know if I could handle the, you know, the company. Exactly.
Oh, let's be real. There are neighborhoods in California have some. Asian neighborhoods where we wouldn't be welcome. There are black neighborhoods we wouldn't be welcome. There are Hispanic neighborhoods we wouldn't
True.
Be welcome. And that goes
well,
all
but
ways.
Those aren't the neighborhoods they're looking at, Bill.
Oh, I know this. It's never, Ron. It's always a one-sided thing they look at. They never look at it from all angles or anything else.
Well,
I can understand wanting to live next door to someone who speaks the same language as you.
Yeah.
This is exactly the ideology that's in play in the book Atlas Shrugged.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that successful business people are successful because they do things differently. They take risks and they're willing to risk it all. No, not at all. You could put any idiot in there and they could run that business and make money. That was the ideology. And it's a fallacy.
Huh.
Well, in some cases, I can understand exactly what you're saying. It is a fallacy for that. You can't just put anybody in there to run things. But you can't just take these people and start moving them around and thinking you're going to solve the problems that you're
right.
creating.
Well, the
you're
ideology
the
is...
The, yeah.
the
if they're
idea
creating
is,
the problems. It's just like I was talking about with the food, Ron.
It's
they
success
put
by
hormones.
Osmosis.
The government
right.
allows them to put growth hormones in the food. The people eat it. They get heavier. And then they tax you extra because you got heavier.
Oh, they come up with new
it's
agencies and new ways to make, yeah, make your life miserable and control you. Oh, God.
That's
it's sick.
It. They want control. And they'll have to break up all these kinds of neighborhoods because in all these neighborhoods, and it's the same in the white communities, most of the time the neighborhoods will stick together. So you don't want them being loyal to their neighbors. You want them to be loyal to the collective, to the controllers.
Right.
Yep.
And they're doing it with our children. They're doing it with trying to break up a family design, you know, how families operate with man, wife, kids.
Right.
Long live the king.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They just want us to be some kind of clone servant to them
sure.
only.
Well, yeah, we're debt slaves. Everybody's got a little banknote with their name on it saying, you know, born this day.
Many of them.
Yeah. And the whole thing is unbelievable. And we talked earlier, and I don't know if you heard it, but did you notice that all of the libtards and all of the non-libtards and all the talking heads referred to Kate's baby as a baby throughout the entire pregnancy? It was not a group of cells or tissue. Did you notice that?
Well,
gee,
absolutely.
Curious.
Well,
oh,
my God. Royalty.
Oh, gag me
that's
with this.
That's different,
spoon.
Linda.
Oh, God.
big kudos to the group of vets that were in Washington, D.C. today demanding a new investigation into Benghazi.
Yay.
I want to give those guys kudos that took the time and to go to D.C. and to stand out there. It was probably pretty warm there today. And, you know, you got to be thankful. These are guys that are looking out for the rest of us. And they know something was wrong. These are vets that know something was wrong. And we have a media that is complicit in covering it up.
Well, because they're told to by the creeps who've been covering it up. I mean, they've been covering this up with the stupid YouTube video nonsense with Carney and Hildebeest and Ovamit since day one. Good grief. And
well,
what
yeah,
was that other chick?
The future is invested in Hildy. Hillary, and they think they can't let you tear Hillary down because there goes their party. They've got no one other than her to throw up there, because anybody they throw up, the rest of us will probably throw up and
yeah, it's
they got nobody else.
I was reading what Doc said. He says, I thought we fought a revolution so we did not have to care about the birth of the next parasite to the crown. Absolutely. And what is this thing, this child, third in line after all the rest of these inbred clowns? Oh, my Lord, I can't take it. Apparently, he said something about the reptilian. I haven't seen the pictures. I don't know. I don't care. It's like I don't care if they're putting out, you know, horrible films from Hollywood because I don't watch them anymore. I don't care. I don't listen to talking heads. I rarely watch Fox. I get more entertainment out of watching Criminal Minds than I do any of these clowns. I can't take them anymore.
I'm pretty sure I was a lot more excited.
If you're watching Fox, you're watching Criminal Minds.
But it's not entertaining anymore. It makes me want to cry. The other one at least is good fiction. Oy. It's craziness.
And it keeps persisting and it keeps multiplying. And I'm afraid we're headed towards idiocracy.
Yep.
Well, we got that. I'm just, you know, that one you sent us earlier, Ron, on the financial meltdown, and of course they usually go into they want to sell you something at the end, but, you know, I've seen so much of this in the past couple of days through different venues, whether it's Facebook and other people, and it's frightening because I'm watching this in my own community. We only have one of those idiotic-looking police cruiser, not cruisers, but vehicles that looks like a SWAT thing, and it's not SWAT. It just says Oceanside Police, and it's got all the bells and whistles, and the tank-looking things. It's black and it's ugly, you know, fitting in with the black helicopter scenario. And then, you know, just the way they're not as militant as some, but they're on their way, because I do believe they're being conditioned and trained as well. And this was like, I think, a couple years ago when I had problems with my next door neighbor and the cops were called anyway. So this one Oceanside Police Department guy wanted my driver's license. And I go, well, what do you need that for? And he says, we just want to know who we're talking to. So, I mean, it's really crazy. And then, you know, things like that where they're breaching the Fourth Amendment on people and stuff. So this is pretty frightening. And
well, that's
you know,
where you look at him, and that's where you look at the cop and say, well, you're talking to me. Who did you think you were talking to?
Oh, my gosh. See,
that'll
I
get
need,
you a confused look.
I need to get real clear on my rights on these things, because these guys are being trained how to trick us and intimidate us. So I need to,
look,
like,
be... If you have dealings with a police officer and you're not in an automobile or a motor vehicle and they ask to see your license, you ask why. And when they give you that lame excuse of, well, we want to know who we're talking to, well, you're talking to me, and this isn't traffic related. So my driver's license, if I even have one, is irrelevant.
Yeah, and then they would want, then they give you that thing about, we need to, your identification. And it's just horrible. I mean, it's just...
Why do you need to identify me? Do you suspect me of doing something illegal? Am I under investigation?
Yeah, I know. I got to start learning all that stuff because it's frightening.
I get angry about it. I get very angry
about
it.
We should. I mean, I see what's coming, and it's, to me, that's the terrifying part, because I don't know how long this, you know, my battle's going to last. You know, if I'm in the city, it might be 5 minutes. That's not something to look forward to. But at least I know which direction I'm going when they take me out, and I have a sneaking suspicion I know which direction they're going to as well. And it ain't north. I can bet. Right?
Well, I think the biggest thing we need to remember, and I think this is something that I believe has been kind of a quandary for them. They have tried, I believe wholeheartedly, that they have tried diligently to get the moral majority to rise up in a violent reaction.
Right.
And we haven't bought into it yet. Now, I think in large part, a good bit of that is just complacency, and not really because we're wiser than that, because I think there are a lot of people out there with the right leadership that would, you know, be out in the streets as a lynch mob, you know, with a little encouragement. But I think they're kind of stunned that we have not risen up in a violent reaction. And we've got to hang on to that.
I know. I agree with you. Here's what this is what looks like to me, that they're pushing for the financial collapse, or they know it's coming. And when people get hungry, especially, and this will go across every line there is, in other words, anyone who's on dependency, whether it's food stamps, whether it's welfare, whether it's Social Security, disability, you know, some sort of pension fund or whatever, and all that stops, there's going to be a lot of people that are not prepared for that because they don't even know it's coming. And that's when it's going to get ugly quickly. That's what I think. And then they will have their violence, and they will have their total... justification for their stupid martial law. That's what I see. I don't know. and their FEMA camps. What do you say?
Well, what bothers me is I've been watching for a while now, and I believe that the threshold, by and large, the threshold of the American public is somewhere around 99 cents on the dollar. I'm not kidding, and I hadn't really thought of it in specific mathematical terms, but when I look at my job,
right,
I'm in the 38% tax bracket, so 38% of everything I earn is immediately consumed by income tax. Add to that 8% for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Add to that 6% for state tax. Add to that every time I spend a dollar, I've got, 7% local tax, plus any state and federal taxes on top of that. And I come to the conclusion pretty rapidly that at a minimum, 70 cents of every dollar I earn is gone before I ever get to utilize it.
I know. It's sick. So what's the ratio of the 99 cents on the dollar? Explain that one.
Well, I think when that ratio goes from 75 cents on the dollar to 99 cents on the dollar, the American people will have had enough at that
point.
Oh,
you mean the taxes?
Right.
Oh, okay.
But until we reach that 99 cents on the dollar, the vast majority aren't going to, it's going to be no big deal. Why do you think they have all these programs to put money and food on people's tables and put money in their pockets? Because without it, we'd have had a revolution decades ago.
Oh, my gosh. That makes sense. Absolutely. I see what you're saying. Yeah, everybody would be Detroit, in other words. Oy. Oh, my God.
Have you seen any riots in Detroit?
There's no people left.
There's 700,000 of them.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, not like it used to be. Good grief. No, they had riots in 68, wasn't it, or 66? I can't remember the year, but oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't blame them. I can't blame them for rising up then and, for being held down for so long. It's crazy. We're in for a bad deal. I don't know.
I think you're right there.
And I don't know what the answer, that's my problem. I don't know what the answer is, I don't.
Well, I don't think there is an answer, per se. There's not the solution is to let it play itself out.
Yep.
I honestly believe that, because I don't think you're going to alter it at this point.
No. The aftermath, maybe we could. I mean, if there's enough of us left. The good ones survive, hopefully we will be like the little phoenixes rising from the ashes. That's my prayer anyway. But I don't know. And of course, nobody has a crystal ball, so none of us knows which one of us are going to be left for it. But I'm just gonna pray a lot, pray a lot, and prepare a lot, and see what happens, and try to pass on decent legacies and do what we're supposed to do. We have to. I think we are the stewards. Okay, Doc says correct answer. Pray a lot. I hope that's what he was talking about. Yeah, I'm sure he was. And prepare. Yeah, those two. Because other than that, without God, we have nothing anyway. And it all belongs to Him. We've talked about that before. And these morons think that they are the gods and that it all belongs to them. They're just materialistic, hedonistic, narcissistic rats and psychopaths. I don't care. I know where they're going, because I don't think they were woven out of any same cloth I was. I don't know. But that's for the Lord to sort out, and He will, because the vengeance is His, not mine. We'll just let them weave their own tapestry, because they're doing a good job of it. So, yeah, I think we just try to educate those and try to do what you can, and help others to learn to prepare, because I don't want a lot of people to be blindsided. In my own family, I see it, I see it coming, and they're not going to see it coming. They don't want to listen to me. Some of them hate me, not the blood relation, but some others by marriage do. No names shall be mentioned, but you know what?
Well,
there's nothing I can do to help those people. Yeah.
I have that same thing. Some of my family is awake and they are preparing, and others, you couldn't convince them. I don't care what. They've seen it on their local news. They know better. Or as one guy told me, oh, they can't do it.
They can't do it.
What the hell you mean they can't? I'm like, what the hell you
they're
mean they can't
already.
Do it? See, they done it. They've done it.
And it's, a long time ago. And it's not only in the works, it's kind of like a concluded deal. And it's not going to be pretty. I know people. I've talked to people very seriously about these things. And this one gal, she's pretty much on the left, and I think she's an atheist. But anyway, she's a nice lady. But she said to me, because I was talking about the eugenicists and the depopulation stuff and the Agenda 21, and she had asked me, where is this coming from, and how do you know all this stuff and all these things? And she says, because you seem to be very passionate about this. And so I explained to her, where my sources came from. I gave her everything I could on it that I had. She read through it, and she says, well, I've gone through the material. She says, but I just can't believe that there's people out there that want to do such horrible conspiratorial evil things to the populace. And I said, well, none of us wants to believe it, but it doesn't matter whether we believe it or not. It's true. It's happening. I says, I don't want to think that way either, but I said, since it's real and it's going to happen, I would rather know about it than be blindsided like a dang tsunami against my head before I'm looking. You know what I mean? So, but I never heard back from her, but I think it got her to think maybe outside the box for a minute. I don't know, but...
Well, that's the thing. So many don't believe that that can happen, because they're not really paying attention. And they got a local media that they watch. They don't have anything else. They don't go on the internet. And so they totally lack comprehension of what is really going on. And they're very hard to wake up and educate in those circumstances, unless just someone that knows you well enough that they know, hey, this guy wouldn't be telling me crap if he didn't believe it.
Right. Well, that's why she actually inquired, which was nice. So I have some credibility with her. But since she chose to think of everything that I gave her as a conspiratorial theory instead of the conspiracy facts and, actual things that were written down and researched by others like DeWeese and Rosa Curie and others throughout, she just turned off to it and turned a blind eye to it because – her mind was made up, and there's nothing you can – you know what I mean? You can't – sometimes you cannot penetrate certain folks' thick skulls, and it's not because I'm trying to be mean. It's just the way it is. They just won't allow you to even plant a – you know what I mean? Offer anything other than what they've been indoctrinated in. Nothing. They don't – it's like the little monkeys putting the hands over the eyes and the lips and the ears. That's to me, what I see. So – and it's very sad.
And sadly, it's spread across the country in many areas. There's a whole lot of people who have no way to actually get the truth, nor do they have a desire to even look into it. They are indifferent. They just don't care. They think it doesn't affect them. But the moment that they find out that it is going to affect them, guess who they will go out and scream and yell at? The same ones who was out there trying to warn them to begin with. They will blame them. That's how it always works.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. I mean, all the things that I've learned. And look, it took me a long time to come to these conclusions. It took a long time for many people on Patriot Families. And I know Ron was instrumental in waking me up, and Frank Winkle and yourself and others. To the Fed and to all the conspiracy theories and conspiracy facts throughout the times, and other people here in my area, like Chris Meinson, who's written the pamphlets about the infiltration of the churches, looking into the Temple of Understanding, looking into the origins of Agenda 21, how far back it goes, looking into Abag and Sandag and Ickley and every single aspect, and then learning about the monetary system and the Federal Reserve. I mean, I've had books and videos and everything I can get my hands on. It took a long time for me to come to these conclusions. This didn't happen for me overnight, so I've got to learn to be patient with people. I'm trying, believe me. So
well, I love when people bring up the green energy climate crap, and I say, though, that's because they're trying to make money off of it, and they're saying, oh, there ain't no way. And then you show them the little article about the former Chicago Carbon Exchange and Shoreline
sure.
Bank and all that, and they're
uh-huh.
like, oh, my God. And they wake up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I say, yes, sadly, we are the greatest conspiracy there ever was, we're living in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and then when you look at the actual the central banks, and if, like I said, if I could get some of these clips and get them up here on this board, I'd play them. There was a quote from quite a lengthy little diatribe from Thomas Jefferson regarding central banking and that sort of evilness. And I'd like to get that one so I could play that or actually recite it, because it's something you need to, everyone needs to know. Yeah. Green energy. I love it. Got to read what he said. You're so funny.
And now, Marco Rubio is trying to play back to the Tea Party.
Oh, Lord.
But
what a schmendrick.
They've done seen through you, Marco. You're done.
Oh. Did you guys ever play that thing? Did you ever have swimming pools or play Marco Polo as a kid when you swam?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I came up with the new one. Marco Rhino.
Exactly.
<That's him.
laughs> Exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't get
re-elected.
He's the new John Stabby in the back McCain.
Okay, so Ron's telling we need a global EMP to take out all the electronics. Oh, man. Just can I get some horse and buggies first, please? I'd like to be able to travel. Oh, man. Don't wish that on me yet. So, are you back? Are you back with us, sir?
I would survive if they did.
Oh, I know. You would. Look where I'm stuck. I would be, that would be the end of it. I don't know what I would do. Honest to Lord.
My wife tells me it was you they trained to be a ranger, not me, Kemosabe.
She's funny. Good Lord. Yeah, you got a good one there, though, Bill. She's good.
She's special.
She'll be a great helpmate for you doing all that stuff. And if I can get myself over there one of these days, I mean, we'll figure it out. We've got to get that property.
We've got a supportive crowd around us.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I really wish there was a way that I could relay that out throughout the nation, and everybody could feel what it's like to have that kind of group supportive group around it. That's what it's called, family, and that's what our current elected and education system is trying to destroy, and that is family. And here at Patriot Families, it means family still means something.
I know. And did Joe ever get his bike back or find out anything?
No, he didn't. Just want to choke the cops. First off, you call the cops out, bike's been stolen. They come out, they're going to make a report, and they leave. Then you call them back and say, did you notice him? The tire tracks going up through the yard and down to the road. Well, no, we did. Well, we did. So we walked around there, and Joe and I did, and we seen where the tire tracks in the neighbor's drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we go home. They come out. They look at the tracks. They don't do nothing. They drive down the road and past it. Well, the next day we go out there, and we're looking where it looks like a bike fell over down through there, and we look, and we find a hat and sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
So we use weeds to pick them up and put them in a plastic bag. We call the cops back. First, the cop tells the woman she's a liar. He was out there and walked the grounds for 2 hours the day before, which he never did. Never did at all. Secondly.
Wow.
So she tells him to send a different cop. Different cop comes. He's pretty good at dealing with the public, I'd say, people talking. And we give him the bag with the hat and the sunglasses, and he leaves.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we find out the neighbor reported the bike laying over the night before anyone even knew it was missing. Our neighbor saw it laying over, and he called the cops and reported it.
Oh,
and
wow.
He told them then. that he heard it start up on the one neighbor's property. And I don't know that they've talked to him. Since then, we've had other information. We've called. The woman has called, and I don't think that the cop ever called her back.
I'll be darned. So, well, let's hope that I feel bad, because if it's something that's not replaceable or has...
Well, it has a sentimental value. If
right.
His nephew died just within the last 3 months, 4 months.
Darn.
And so it was really a sentimental thing. He had painted it with rhino liner, the stuff you would put on the bed of a truck. So
right.
You can't paint over it. You have to peel all that off of it to be
sure.
able to paint over it.
How's Boomer doing?
Who stole it. He had chemo on Monday. We were out there on Saturday night.
Okay.
A bunch of us went and saw him on Saturday night and played some cards and stuff. And I really, Linda, don't look for him to last a whole lot longer, but he's putting up the best fight he can.
Yeah. Bless his heart. Does he know that everybody who met him cares and stuff? Does he know that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. He would tell you the same thing. It was a night of his life to see all those people, and he means everybody, to see all these people there and stuff and have the music and everything. If he lived to be 100, he will never forget that night.
Oh, that's great. Good, Bill. And I just want to encourage all our people in the guests in the chat room and all the people in the chat room. We've got Barbara. We've got Bible Truth by Benny. We've got Doc, of course, and FT, and a guest, 3847. That could be Rod Luke trying to listen in by default player. He had so much trouble listening earlier on. But everybody that's out there, of course, Ron and all of our people, that Patriot Families, and I'm going to type it in. Go ahead and talk about Patriot Families.
Patriot Families is about educating and uniting everybody. We're not out to be dividers. We're out to be uniters. We try to educate, and we cover many subjects. Many of us are on our stronger suits. Linda with Agenda 21, Ron with the monetary system and taxation, illegal immigration, and other things. We have a mix-up. We do current events. We're trying to inform the public and keep the public updated on every move that's going on. But at the same time, we're trying to reach out to people and bring
right.
them into our family and treat them like family and be united, because it's only by uniting will we win. United we
and
stand,
also,
divided we fall.
I know. And all you folks that are out there listening, and those who can see what I'm typing, also the Patriot Family's website, that's with the YS.com, there's pictures, there's camaraderie, there's blogs, there's videos, there's people, there's radio shows, and I'm going to do the promo in a minute, but there's so much out there, and I think there's over 350 members. Not everybody's active. We have a chat room. Anybody can post things. People should always realize that Patriot Families is an extended family, and we get it. We try to learn and try to grow
Facebook.
As individuals. Yep. Oh, yeah, we have Facebook also, Patriot Family page, and it's amazing. So we're interconnected with a lot of great groups, a lot of great people all over the country. I mean, every state in the union, I think we've got somebody from. So it's fabulous. We want to keep going. We want to get it more exciting. The page has been upgraded by our friend Ron Golden, who's listed here as Constitution Hour. We're getting more things going with our reunion next year. And Delaney also, hopefully better radio shows, more promo on the radio shows. I'm excited. I want to go all the way with this, too. It's wonderful.
We gave the site, our website, a facelift, and we're pushing out. We're asking everybody to help in a big push and join in people. We're not a censorers like some groups and stuff. We don't do those things. We're not... If you belong to another group, that's okay with us. We're looking to unite people. We're not looking to divide. We don't care if you're in a different Tea Party group or whatever. We're trying to unite. We're trying to work with others, not against all of them.
I've got so many Tea Parties. I got Tea Party Nation I was involved with. Of course, I'm more involved with you guys, of course, on that level. I've got Americans Protecting Property Rights, the Vista Tea Party Patriots over here, Stop Taxing Us. It's amazing. So I hang out with a lot of wonderful people here in California that are helping.
I work with the people that are against Agenda 21. I work
right.
with iFire.org, which is a fight against amnesty for illegals and stuff. I work with We the People out of Columbus, Lisa Deaton's group. I work with another group out of Jennings County. I work with a group out of Washington County. And anybody that needs me or let me, I'm there.
Okay, I was going to ask, is Ron still on the phone with us? I didn't know because I know his line's up here, but move to Detroit and take over and make it a beautiful city. Yeah, absolutely. I think so. We've got about 9 minutes left.
Mom
okay,
was down
great.
Here.
Okay.
She was down here giving me a rundown on Dad.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's right. Because we went through the other groups. How's he doing today?
He's not having a good day. He's really not.
Oh, God, that's so hard on you guys and him. Oh, man. That is.
And you know, she's withholding some of his medication, his pain medication and others, thinking that will help him. I'm like, give him whatever he's supposed to have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if he just passes out or whatever, I don't know. He's really been hallucinating all day.
And is that's because of the illness? Something's pressing on him?
The cancer's getting into the brain.
Okay, I understand. That happened to my brother-in-law's mother because of the cancer, and it metastasized and went up to the brain, and it was pretty hairy. So she did, at the end, she hallucinated a lot. Yeah, I know.
I feel for your family, Ron. I do.
Oh, man. Oh, more prayers.
You know, it's the only one that I'm distressed for is my dad.
Yeah.
it's not about me or anybody else. And he has, you know, he has enough mental clarity still between times that he knows he's hallucinating. He knows it's not real. And it scares him. He's scared to death.
Wow.
And that really bothers me.
Yeah.
To see him go through. I would rather that he go to sleep and not wake up than to see him go through this.
Oh, man. It's horrible. Have you had a good conversation with him on, you know?
We've had plenty of conversations, yes.
Okay. Is he's not afraid of
it's just everything that's going on that's just scaring the hell out of him.
Yeah.
He knows who his father is. He knows
right.
who his master is. He doesn't, there's
good.
No question of that in his
good.
Mind at all. But he's still human. And it's,
oh,
it's
yeah.
scaring
oh.
the hell.
Yeah, it does. I know.
And I think more because of what's going on in his brain. It's really messing with him.
I'll bet you that's true. Because,
always been a very intellectual person.
Yeah. Well,
and,
one of the doctors that was helping us in the hospice when all these things were happening with Henry's mom. Anyway, she explained that when your cranial area and your brain is so big and there's only so much room, and if there's a tumor and they're taking up some space, there's going to be some major problems. That's not meant
well, yeah,
to be.
Yeah, it creates pressure and
yeah,
all
huge,
types of stuff.
Huge, huge.
So that's
what's going on. Poor thing. Well, God bless him, and you know our hearts. I mean, I'm.
I know that, and he knows that.
Man, good. Wow. Anyway, so I want to thank everybody for joining us, and please come to Patriot Families. And Bill, what's your final thought? And then we'll get Ron's, and then we'll do our promo and stuff.
My final thought today is everyone should look out, take a look at your neighbors, and if you haven't talked to them, go talk to your neighbors. Learn about your neighbors. Let's start
right.
uniting this country instead of dividing it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill. Go ahead, Ron.
Hang on, boys and girls.
I know.
I think we're about to reach the crest of the roller coaster ride. it may all be downhill from here for a while.
It may not be. I know. The wormhole is not going to be pleasant, believe me. And in a way, your dad's lucky. I hate to say that, but in a way.
Well, he, you know, him and I were talking about that the other day, and he said, you know, I may not live to see it. And I said, you know what? In a way, I'm glad.
I know.
I have weird thoughts on that because I believe that the day that you go to be with your master is the greatest day of your life.
Well, absolutely, and it's I'm not. That's why I said I'm not worried about him passing. It's
right.
This period right now, and he's suffering,
tears
my heart.
I don't want nobody suffering like that.
Just tears my heart out to see it. I can't. It's tough to deal with.
It is so hard, especially. See, my dad was almost 89, and that's like a hugely long, long life and everything else. Your dad's a bit younger, so it's very tough. I know you wanted more time. I get that. Huge. So, but we don't always get what we want, man. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
It's not my will that needs to be done. So, you know, God bless everybody. And
Thank you.
Keep focused. And
we're going to pray and prepare. And I want to thank everybody for joining us, and Bill, especially you, for co-hosting and all these things. And try to see my show tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, and I'll do the little promo, and I'll be back to wind it up.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
All right, we're back, and still got Bill, and we lost a couple folks, but that's okay. We've got FT, Bible, and Barbara, and I've only got 3 minutes, so I want to say God bless, and tomorrow I'm going to do a whole bunch of stuff on how they turned our country into a corporation and other things, and we'll just continue on and pray a lot. And pray for each other, and we will do what Bill said, and we will get our neighbors involved, our families involved, and just be as sweet to them as we can, just like the Lord wants us to. So here we go with Keep the Change for a minute.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell.
Good night, folks. God bless. Take care. See you tomorrow night. Have a great one.